Welcome to Panther Podcast. I'm Colby Sharp, third grade teacher at Parma Elementary, here with my co-host, Ben Gilpin, principal, Warner Elementary.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Panther Podcast, where we share the stories of Western educators.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the spring break edition of the Panther Podcast. Feels like just yesterday we had like 37 snow days and 53 days below zero and all that wild and crazy weather. I hope all of you are enjoying a fresh, relaxing, wonderful week in sunny Michigan or Florida or North Carolina or wherever it is you're going to rest. But before we start with spring break, we have one last very, very special episode of Panther Podcast.
Yes, we do. We have the one and only Suzanne Woolworth with us today. A couple of things before we get to that, Suzanne. The Spartans are still alive. Is that a good thing for you, or are you a Wolverine fan?
I'm a Wolverine fan, but I'll cheer for Spartans too. It's all good.
Okay. Well, there's a special reason why we have Suzanne on here. Not only is she a fabulous educator, not only is she one of our lead teachers when it comes to our writer's workshop, but it's not going to be a surprise to any of you when you see the April edition of the Jackson Magazine that announces Mrs. Suzanne Woolworth as the Jackson Area Teacher of the Year. Huge round of applause, everybody.
Woo!
Absolutely amazing. I know, speaking of a Western educator right here, and I know your partner over there, I cannot even begin to tell you how proud I am to not only know you, but be able to work with you as well, Suzanne. So I just want to extend my congratulations. And I know everybody over here at Warner has also, that, you know, the news is traveling fast, and we could not be happier for you. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I need to get your take on the whole Jackson Magazine and the Hearst Foundation coming together and partnering to really celebrate education. In this day and age, there's a whole lot about M-STEP, and there's a whole lot about failing schools and teacher evaluations and all of that stuff. What is your take on the Jackson Magazine and the Hearst Foundation coming together to really celebrate education?
Well, I had a chance to talk with Mr. Sharp about this question because I think it's a pretty powerful question. So he's going to chime in his thoughts anytime he wants to.
Sure.
But I think the idea that Jackson Magazine is celebrating educators so very much is pretty awesome because there's a lot of amazing things that are happening in our school. And so often the community hears about all the negative things that are happening and they don't have a chance to hear the cool events. So the idea that Jackson Magazine and the Hearst Foundation are taking time out to go into the classrooms and really investigate and then celebrate and broadcast and announce and just really publicize all these events is an opportunity to let our building shine and our district shine. And for Parma, I'm just really excited to be able to give us a shout out and to celebrate our staff and to celebrate our kids. I think Parma has some pretty amazing kids here, and I'm pretty excited to give them a platform in April and May and June and stretch it as long as we can.
And you know, what a perfect way to sum it up. And Colby, you work with and teach with Suzanne every single day, and the humbleness, the team-oriented philosophy that Suzanne embodies has got to be something that you have just really taken to in your couple years here in the Western family.
Are you saying, Ben, that I used to not be like that?
No.
So I see how it is.
No.
But think about this, Colby.
Mrs. Woolworth fixed me. Was I broken?
No, not at all.
All right.
But how about this aspect, Colby? To come into Parma Elementary and to be able to teach with Suzanne, it's got to have made you a better teacher.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I can, my first interaction with Suzanne was during my interview. And I'm just being able to ask her hard questions. And, you know, I was in an interesting situation where I had a job. So when you have a job, you're interviewing a little differently than if you're desperate for any job. And being able to talk with her during that process just really had me hoping and just so much hoping that I could come and teach here, knowing that she would push me to bigger things, and she absolutely definitely has.
Great. Hey, Suzanne, I want to, this second question, this is all you, and this is one where I know that there's going to be some active listeners really, really listening intently to your answer. First of all, how many years have you been teaching?
I've been teaching 20 years.
20 years. Now, oftentimes, our fire inside dwindles the longer we do things. What I see from you and the Suzanne Woolworth that I know, that fire is burning brighter now than maybe it had in the past. And maybe I could be wrong on that, but I see someone that's extremely passionate about what she does. And I think Writer's Workshop has really allowed me to see you kind of take to that and really transform some things that are going on. So I guess my question is, how do you keep that fire burning?
I think part of my joy of teaching is probably because I still like to learn. So Writer's Workshop was just one great example. I am not a writer by nature. I prefer math and science so much more than writing. Writing is such a stretch for me. It is so fluffy and it doesn't make sense. And I have a hard time expressing myself through written language, even oral language sometimes. And so the whole journey learning Writing Workshop and learning how to teach writing has been very challenging, and anytime I can have a challenge, I really enjoy that journey. And so the last 2 years of learning how to teach writing, sometimes I haven't enjoyed it, but most of the times I really just enjoyed learning how to teach writing. And so my motivation as a teacher is learning myself. And the more I learn, the more excited I get about teaching. And so I think each day as I teach my children, it's something that I'm learning myself. And so I think I get excited because I can't wait to share, even at home with my husband and my two girls and now my son-in-law. I'm like this little spouty person that drives them crazy. I learned something and I can't wait to tell them, and I drive them crazy. So now I have 28 kids that I can come and spout something I've learned, and I just kind of drive people crazy with what I'm learning. Makes it fun for me, so hopefully they can tolerate me.
Colby, you've got to, as you listen to that, it goes back to what we've talked about, that lifelong learner growth mindset, and you get to the opportunity to work with her every single day, so you've got to see that up close and personal.
Yeah, and I think she does a really good job of having that rub off on other members of our staff, and definitely the little third graders in her classroom. I think there's a lot of kids in there that love learning as a result of just being around Mrs. Woolworth for so long each day.
So Suzanne, let's transition to this one. Balance can be very difficult in education, in life, really. How do you balance things, and who do you lean on when times get tough?
This is the seventh habit.
Yeah. Right?
Balance, sharpen the saw.
That is a great question. Definitely sometimes I don't do a good job balancing. I think probably first and foremost, my husband Tim is great. He is so patient with me, and we've been married 25 years. He is great at helping me at school stuff. He will haul anything to the building that I need him to, and he will cut laminating if things are really bad. He'll chuck papers for me. He supports my book habits, He knows it comes out of the grocery money. He's just really supportive of anything that I do, and he understands that teaching takes really long hours. He understands my need to learn. So my husband is amazing. Parma is amazing. We are such a team here at the building. So there's a great balance as far as my friends and my family here. Sometimes that balance is definitely out of whack. I don't know how. I think that's why we have summers off, so that we can find some sort of balance in spring break so that we can rest. I don't know how you find a super good balance. It's just the nature of the beast right now, but I have a lot of people that love me.
Yeah, I think once I heard that balance doesn't necessarily mean that you're balanced in the moment or the day
definitely.
Or the week, but it's that overall you're balanced. If you do a good job for a while disconnecting in the summer and spring break, you're going away, and it has been challenging this year. You know, when you have a daughter that's picking a college, and you have a daughter that's getting married, you had your 25th wedding anniversary, was that last summer? Last summer. Your mom is renewing her vows and basically having another wedding to celebrate her 50th wedding anniversary. And you're the teacher of the year, and you're on the Lighthouse team, and you're the writing person. So you'll maybe make up this balance when you retire.
Suzanne, do you ever find yourself, you got to focus on the moment instead of looking, just like Colby was saying, and you go through the checklist and it can start to feel overwhelming. Do you find yourself ever just focus on the moment?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely just take one day at a time, make the checklist for the day.
She's the ultimate checklister, Mr. Gilpin. She's got her yellow legal pad and she just check.
And I'm trying
stresses
to get Colby to be a yellow pad checklist.
And I've done it 2 days this year, and I got so much more done on those two days. So I need to just listen to Mrs. Woolworth a lot more and I'll be a lot more successful. She's trying to fix me, Mr. Gilpin. She's trying.
Well, you know, just from watching you two collaborate together and talk together, you guys are a great team.
And
I know that I can speak for the Western School District and just simply say that you two make Western better. So thank you to the two of you.
You're not too shabby yourself, Mr. Gilpin.
Well, you know, we're wrapping up this episode. This is episode 14 with the 2014-2015 Teacher of the Year, Suzanne Woolworth. Colby, any other final thoughts or final questions that you have for your teaching partner?
I never in a million years thought we would get her to agree to come on the Panther podcast. So I am in a bit of shock. I hope I'm going to have to listen to this one as soon as you get it up, Mr. Gilpin, just to make sure this is actually happening. I'm in shock. Can't believe it.
I wasn't sure we would get her on either, but you know, the insight and the passion, and I think that's the one thing I'm going to walk away from episode 14, Colby, that teaching and education is not a job for Suzanne Woolworth. It is her mission. This is what she stands for as a person. So that's what I continuously hear throughout her entire message. She's a lifelong learner, growth mindset, and it is her mission to do everything she can to help the kids of the Western School District in Parma Elementary.
Kind words. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 14. Have a wonderful, safe, relaxing spring break. We look forward to chatting with you soon.
Join us next week as we continue sharing the fantastic stories of Western educators.
You can find our show notes at pantherpodcast.blogspot.com. Have a great week, and remember to be awesome, have fun, and share your story.